Do you like what you hear on this podcast? Then I bet you'd enjoy my email community too. You can join by going to storiesthatsing.net/lesson-plan-sampler. Again, that's storiesthatsing.net/lesson-plan-sampler. Not only will you get great tips for all things music teachers, but you'll also get 3 free lesson plans. See you there.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
It's the Happy Music Teacher!
Are you an elementary music teacher who's frustrated and overwhelmed? I'm Jeanette Shorey, a happy music teacher who loves teaching every day, but it wasn't long ago I was in your shoes. Join me Wednesdays to help you find happy in your music classroom. It's May, it's May, it's May, and for me, that means this is the last month of the school year, and while I'm a happy music teacher, always, really, truly always, that doesn't mean I'm not excited about the summer. Now, you may have a little bit longer left than me. After this week, I only have 4 more weeks. It's so exciting. And I know, you know, we get very excited about the summer, but the students get really excited as well. And so what I like to do is I like to kind of prep them for the summer and get them excited about the summer because, you know, not all of them are going to be excited about the summer because, you know, we have those kiddos that might not have such a great home situation or there may be something else going on and home for them is not the warm, inviting, amazing place that is probably in your head. So it's important to get them prepped and ready for the summer. And I have 7 storybooks for you today that are so amazing. We're going to get right to it. My first story, and you're probably going to hear me turning pages because that's how I kind of keep it in my head. My first storybook is called Ella's Nightlights by Lucy Fleming. I'm going to read just a little of it. Nestled in a little nook of an old oak tree lived a teeny tiny girl. Her name was Ella. Ella had 2 fluffy antennae and soft feathery wings, just like a moth. Wings so delicate and so fine, Ella couldn't go out in the sun. Ella's biggest wish was to see the sunrise. Ella slept by day, and each night when the moon was high, she flittered and flew, collecting light. She was drawn to everything that glowed and glimmered in the darkness. She chased after twinkling starlight, flickering lamplight, and even little pebbles that reflected the light of the moon. Then Ella would share her light with anyone who needed some help finding their way in the dark. So it goes on and talks about how she shares some light and she says, here's some bright light, here's a night light, a little ray to calm your fright. And this story is set in the winter time, but I like to make it about summertime. And I'll say to my boys and girls, now Ella is sharing her light in the wintertime, but I really like to think about summertime and the fireflies and how exciting it is for the fireflies to share their light with other people. So what we'll do is we'll take that phrase, here's some bright light, here's a night light, a little ray to calm your fright. So I've created a tiny melody and it goes like this. Here's some bright light, here's a night light, a little ray to calm your fright. And we will sing that on every page, and it'll be like, there's always someone who needed a little bit of light. Here's some bright light, and we'll go on like that. Then what I like to do is I teach them the orchestration that goes with this. And it's super, super simple. I do this with kindergarten, or I'm planning to do it with kindergarten all the way up through third grade if I had third graders. My lesson plan is going to be kindergarten through third grade. And it is going to be super fun because we're going to use the ORF instruments and we are going to learn the super simple orchestration, and we'll learn the orchestration and then we will sing with the orchestration, and we'll do the storybook again and we'll sing with the orchestration. Then we're going to do an activity where we talk about friendship, because this is all about friendship and being friends to people and passing on bright, amazing, lovely thoughts. And we will all write down one beautiful thought that we would like to pass on to someone who needs a little extra help. So we get a little SEL in there as well. And then from there, we're going to write some music all about it, and we are going to dance with our fireflies using the music that we have written. So it's a whole thing. My next storybook is called Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears. It's by Verna Ardima, and the pictures are by Leo and Diane Dillon. And we can talk all about mosquitoes and how they start coming out when it gets warmer and how they buzz in people's ears. And I don't like it anyway. This is a longer storybook, and I would say second grade through fourth. You could even do this one with fifth. One morning, a mosquito saw an iguana drinking at a water hole. The mosquito said, "Bzz, iguana, you will never believe what I saw yesterday." "Try me," said the iguana. The mosquito said, "I saw a farmer digging yams, bzz, that were almost as big as I am." "What's a mosquito compared to a yam?" snapped the iguana grumpily. "I would rather be deaf than listen to such nonsense." And he stuck two sticks in his ears and went off, meck, 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 through the woods. So meck, 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 meck is a great sound word. So then iguana is grumbling to himself, and he passes a python, and the python's like, "Good morning, iguana," and iguana doesn't answer, and python's like, "Huh, why won't he speak to me? Iguana must be angry about something." And then he begins to look for some place to hide, and the first place he saw was a rabbit hole, and he goes, "Wasu, wasu, wasu. Wasa, wasu, wasa, wasu." So there's another repeating pattern. The rabbit sees the snake and she scurries out, crick, 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 across the clearing. So that can be crick, 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 shh, crick, 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 shh. The crow sees the rabbit and he goes through the forest, ka, ka, ka. So that can be some long sounds. And it goes on, and everybody has their different sounds that they make, and we can do some sorting for this one. It's super cool. They have a meeting at the end, and this is a really good one because there is so much that you can do. I have even seen people write a whole program on this storybook, and the mosquito misses the whole thing. But what I love to do with this one is I love to use all of those sound words, and we will play instruments with those sound words. I make up some rhythms and we play instruments for it. So for your, say, first, second, third graders, if you do Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears, you could also do Mosquito Burrito, and I will link to that in the show notes. It is hysterical. I'm not going to sing it for you because we don't have time, but I wanted to let you know that you could use that, and it is a super fun song to use as an extension for that storybook. The next storybook is one that I have to thank my Academy member, Christy Core, because she introduced me to this storybook, and it's called The Happy Crab, and it's by Layla and Kevin Palmer, And she knows the authors, and she also knows their son, who the storybook is about. So I'm going to read a little bit of it, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing with this storybook. And this is one that our academy worked on together. We did a whole collaborative lesson plan together. We planned the lesson plan out after Christy introduced us to it. Once upon a time, there was a curious little crab who lived in the sea. He loved to go on adventures so he could see new places and experience new things. One time, he hitched a ride all the way to Haiti on the back of a giant whale. Another time, he sailed across the Gulf of Mexico and found buried treasure on Pensacola Beach. One sunny morning, he rode the waves to Santa Rosa Sound, where the water was super shallow and bubbling with stingrays swimming all around. He saw fluffy old pelicans soaking up the sun and crafty little crabs building castles in the sand. He splashed in the salty surface and played with his new sea friends. He thought to himself, "Life is good." Later that day, the crab started to feel a little sleepy, so he tucked himself into his shell for a nap. He had just started to doze off when all of a sudden, whoosh, up and out of the water he went. "What's happening?" he thought. So what happens is a little boy picks him up and says to his mama, "Can we please keep this beautiful shell? It's so big and it's not broken." And the mama says, "Yes." Well, as they're leaving, they discover that the shell has the crab in it. And the boy wants to keep it, but the mom is like, "Oh, you know, I don't think we can keep it. This shell is part of him." And so they go back to the ocean and they take the crab back to the beach. So we talked about when we were developing this lesson plan, which is part of what we do in the academy, is we develop lesson plans together. We do a lot of collaborating. We talked about movement. So we thought we could do sailing and riding on a wave and surfing and swimming. And we thought it would be fun to play Aquarium from Carnival of the Animals and do some of that movement. And what I like to do is I like to go through it and talk about all the movement first. And if I'm working with littler ones, like you could probably do this with kindergarten all the way up through maybe third grade. Little ones, I'm going to demo what I'm doing. I'm going to model what I'm doing. With the bigger ones, I'm going to say, "Boys and girls, what would it look like if you were sailing on the water? What would your hair look like? What would your hands look like? How would you feel? What would your face look like?" Et cetera, et cetera. So that was the first thing we were doing. Then we talked about doing a soundscape and using the emotions from each page, because there's a different emotion on each one of the pages, and we thought that would be fun. And then we thought it would be cool to develop a tiny melody for each one of the emotions. Then Christy actually developed some chants. One of them was, happy crab lived by the sea. He loves big adventures and he's full of glee. And then she had another one as well. And we thought it would be fun to make those into ostinatos and to create a soundscape with soda can popping noises and the wave sounds and the whale sounds. And we just had lots and lots of good, fun things. Then we thought it might be fun to do some crab dancing using the song Crab Rave. And I will link to that in the show notes because it is one of my favorites. So lots and lots of great activities. We thought that activity would go about 2 weeks long. So that is really good stuff. Then I have two storybooks for you. One is Rumble in the Jungle and the other one is Commotion in the Ocean. And Rumble in the Jungle is, I don't know which one, but I will find it and link it in the show notes. It is a storybook that Artie Almeida, the music goddess, the music teacher goddess, Artie Almeida does, and it is great because she uses it for crescendo. And then I developed a lesson plan. Now, let me tell you, I think I developed it myself, but it is also possible that I didn't. And so I'm not claiming this one. I'm not writing it up. I'm not 100% sure, so I am going to say maybe I developed it and maybe I didn't. But It's Commotion in the Ocean by Giles Andre and David Wojtowicz. Wojtowicz. I don't know how to say his last name. This is a big book, so you're going to really hear these pages turning. There's a curious commotion at the bottom of the ocean. I think we ought to go and take a look. You'll find every sort of creature that lives beneath the sea swimming through the pages of this book. There are dolphins, whales, and penguins. There are jellyfish and sharks. There's a turtle and a big white polar bear. But can you see behind the wrecks and in between the rocks? Let's take a look and find who's hiding there. Commotion, commotion, commotion in the ocean. Commotion, commotion, commotion in the ocean. Then we talk about the crab, and the crab likes to walk sideways. I think the reason why is to make himself look sneaky and pretend that he's a spy. Then we talk about the turtles, and we talk about the dolphins, and we talk about the angelfish and the jellyfish and the shark, and we talk about the swordfish and the octopus and the lobster and the stingray, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. So one of the things that I like to do with this is use that crescendo, just like Artie does in Rumble in the Jungle. I love to use this one at the end of the year because, of course, the ocean. And here in Alabama, so many people go to the beach at the end of the year. So they're getting really excited and we start talking about what we might see and all that good stuff. Then what I'll do is I'll hold the book up, and since I've got a big book, if you don't have the big book and you have the little book, or if you want to look it up on YouTube, you can do this as well and just take pictures of all the pages, and that way they're nice and big. And what we'll do is we'll talk about how each sea creature moves, and then we'll do a movement activity to go with it. I put on aquarium. And we do Sanson's Aquarium, and we do a movement activity to go with it. So it is pretty cool stuff. Rumble in the Jungle by the same author, Giles Andre and David Wojtowicz. And I'm not sure how to say his name, but this is another one. And this is Artie's lesson plan. And I don't remember all of it, to be honest, but there's a rumble in the jungle. There's a whisper in the trees. The animals are waking up and rustling the leaves. The hippo's at the water hole. The leopard's in his lair. The chimpanzees are chattering and swinging everywhere. Some animals are frightened and some are sweet and kind. Let's go to the jungle now and see who we can find. Rumble, rumble, rumble in the jungle. Rumble, rumble, rumble in the jungle. And I can't remember what she uses, but I always use drums, hand drums for this one. Then we talk about the chimpanzees, we talk about the lion, etc., etc. You can put on some fun safari music and move like those animals, and you can use the drums and play the drums. So Rumble in the Jungle is one that it doesn't technically fit with my end of the year theme, but I love to use it because it's an easy and fun lesson plan. We get to do lots of moving. We get to play the drums, all that good stuff. The next one is called The Animal Boogie. And The Animal Boogie is a good one because it's, again, a lot of fun. And this time of the year, my students are going to the zoo. So these are all jungle animals. And it's a lot of fun. We read through the story. The story is one of those that you can play a steady beat. So I'll have the students do a walking heartbeat on their lap. So they're using their alternating hands. And I always tell them to do it softly, softly. And we go through the whole storybook. And it's all rhyming, and that is awesome. Then the next thing we do is and I will link to this in the show notes, there is a YouTube read aloud, and it's got music with it. And so we do all the boogieing. I go through and the leopard leaps, and we talk about leaping because my pre-K students did not know what leaping was. So we had to talk about how it's kind of like jumping, only it's longer than jumping. Like when the frog jumps, he does short jumps, and the leopard leaps, and they are longer jumps. And so, you know, we go through and we do movement for each one of those pages. I talk to them and model for them about the movement. And again, this is something you could even do with second or third grade, and then you could have them model. And then once we're done with the movement, we go and we listen to the read aloud, and they get to do their movement with the read aloud. And it's a super fun read aloud. Oh my gosh, they love it. It's like animated and the whole deal. And then the last thing we do is we play drums to that, or you could have them play anything, really. I mean, you could do rhythm sticks, you know, egg shakers, whatever you want. We do some steady beat work, and it is a lot of fun. I have to thank my Academy member, Caitlin, because she turned me on to this book just today when I am recording this, and I thought it would be really fun to share with you. This one is called The Parrot Tico Tango, and it's written and illustrated by Anna Witt and sung by Brian Amador. The read aloud is sung by Brian Amador. So it's The Parrot Tico Tango had a round yellow mango, but it wasn't quite as yellow as the lemon of Marcello. And Tico Tango knew that he had to have it too, so he took it. The parrot Tico Tango had a round yellow mango, and he carried to his right a lemon small and bright. When he spied Elena's fig, which was purple sweet and big, and Tico Tango knew that he had to have it too, so he grabbed it. And he goes along and he steals everybody's things. And then at the end, he's got all of these other things, and he wants to have one more thing, and he opens his beak wide, and he crashes, and everything comes down. So we've got down came the mango, down came the lemon, down came the fig, etc., etc. And he doesn't have anything, but all of his friends have delicious things to eat. And they're like so excited. They wash it and they slice it. And he's like, I feel bad now. And so he says, please forgive me. I took your fruit. And at the very end, they say to him, well, you deserve another chance. And they're going to make the parrot dance. If you teach us all to tangle, you can have a piece of mango, because he really wants some mango. And so he dances the tango for the mango. So what I like to do, and I actually did this on another storybook today with my pre-K, we just do like a funny tango where we'll just kind of walk along and then we'll switch to another way and we'll walk along. So we do a little bit of steady beat activity to a tango. So I like to do that as sort of an extension, or that's what I'm going to do, I should say, as an extension. So we've got a repeating pattern there. The parrot Tico Tango had a round yellow mango, and we can use that as, I would say, a repeating chant. You could make up a tiny melody, because I know Caitlin made up a tiny melody, but I would like to do a chant. So I'm going to do a chant. And then we can play some instruments to the read aloud. It's such bright, colorful colors. And we can also do the tango. And we can talk a little bit about all the fruits. And we can talk about sharing with our friends and stealing our friends' things and that sort of. So, you know, there's a lot of really good messages there. And thank you to Caitlin for introducing me to that book. So let's go back and do a really quick review of all of the storybooks. Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears, Ella's Nightlights, The Happy Crab, Commotion in the Ocean, Rumble in the Jungle, Tico Tango, and The Animal Boogie. I hope that your May is fantastic with all of these storybooks to use. If you got some great tips and tidbits that are going to help you become a happy music teacher, I would be so thankful if you'd leave me a review. Thanks so much for your time. Well, that's all I have for you today. But before I go, let me remind you, keep learning.
keep growing, and keep being fabulous you.